Listen to me. You are so close. You are doing so many things right. You're working hard. You're putting in the effort. There's these seven things that are counteracting all of the good things that you're doing. So that's why in today's video, I'm going to show you seven ways to unfuck your life. So that way, in the next 12 months, you can win big. So the first way to unfuck your life is never disrespect momentum. You see, for a lot of you, your biggest issue is you get a win. You win today. You set a list of things to do and you do it. You take the actions necessary to grow your business. You take the right steps in the right direction, and then all of a sudden, you kick your feet up. You get comfortable. You stop doing the things that got you to even where you are right now. Listen, you may not be a multimillionaire. You may not be in the place you want to be in life, but even if you just have a week or a couple weeks of success, of wins, all of a sudden, then you just think that, oh, you know, I can go back to my old ways and I don't actually need to keep up the things that got me here in the first place. Momentum, in my opinion, is genuinely the most powerful force you can have in your life. I always say, when it rains, it pours. And by the way, that also applies negatively. Negative momentum is a thing. The pendulum can swing either way. So when you are on a hot streak, when you have momentum in life, never ever disrespect it. Because as I said, when it rains, it pours. When one blessing comes into your life, usually there's a few more around the corner. And it genuinely makes me sad to see all these people who start their business, get a little win, and just don't know where to go from there, don't know how to keep up the momentum. And if you're looking to make $10,000 a month online, that is by far the most important thing, which is don't disrespect momentum. So that is the first way. Now, before we get on to point number two, I know a lot of you are wondering, what is the best business model in 2024? What is the best way for me to make $10,000 a month online in 2024? I'm gonna go ahead and leave one of my most popular YouTube videos as the first link in the description. In that video, I locked myself in a room for a month and analyzed the top seven or eight business models to come to a conclusion as to which one is the best in 2024. So I'll leave that as the first link in the description. Once you're done with this video, I strongly recommend you check that one out. Now, moving into the second way to unfuck your life, and that is to cut out the bad habit friends. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of times I notice that people have friends that, like, you're not really friends. You're just friends because you have a friendship or a bond over a bad habit. Here's what I mean. Stoners have their stoner friends, like the people they smoke weed with. But like outside of that, if they were sober, probably if they stopped smoking weed in 7 years, they wouldn't still be friends. You've got your gamer friends, but outside of gaming, you don't really have that much to talk about or like that much of an interest in each other. Or you've got your partying friends, or you even have your gossip friends. You've got those friends where it just seems like all you do when you're around them is just gossip. Have a lunch, have a coffee, and gossip about people. These are friends that perpetuate and keep you doing these bad habits. If you cut out these friends, then you cut out the habits, because a lot of times these friends and the feeling that you need to keep being friends with them, or this idea that you're a bad person because all of a sudden you've changed, you have a new identity, you formed a new identity, and your identity, quite frankly, doesn't align with these people anymore. So it's fine. You don't need to be mean. You don't need to be rude. You don't need to be angry. You don't need to be emotional. You don't need to shout at them and tell them they're a horrible person and cut them off aggressively, but you just slowly distance yourself. There is nothing wrong with that. So I want you to sit here and analyze and look at all of your friends and ask yourself, why am I actually friends with them? If I was in a room with them for 30 days, would I still have a good time? Would I enjoy myself? Would we get along? And if the answer is no, then probably there's something outside of your genuine friendship that is keeping you there. And by the way, that's okay if it's, for example, work-related. You guys are work colleagues, or let's just say you're intermingled in some ways, but they're not a bad influence. But you're gonna find that a lot of times these people are only in that bracket, in that friendship bracket, because you guys bond over a habit that is keeping you stuck in your life. Cut those friends out and cut out those bad habits. Now, next way to unfuck your life is to get more sunlight as early as possible in the day. The sun is one of, if not even the most powerful forces in our lives. Sunlight has the ability to make things grow, prosper, and flourish. It has been my observation personally, as well as all of my closest friends and confidants, there's a direct correlation between more sunlight and a better mood and a healthier body. My best recommendation, and listen, I don't care if it's winter, I don't care if you don't see any direct sunlight, the sun is still there and it still has its effects. When you wake up in the morning, get some direct exposure to sunlight. I don't care if that means, okay, just going out on your balcony and reading for 10 minutes or even just meditating for 10 minutes, or you leave the house and you go for a walk. I'll be honest, my morning routine is I wake up, I put on my swim trunks and I walk approximately 5 meters to the private beach that's in front of me. And listen, I worked hard for 7 years. I started my first business when I was 16 years old. to be able to afford this life, where now my home is in a gated community on a private beach in one of the best cities in the world. And every single day when I go in the sea, I feel so grateful about that. But even when things weren't like this, when I grew up and I was living in London and it was cold and it was dreary and it was the winter and I couldn't afford to go away because I was just starting my business. I was a teenager with just a dream, a vision, and a yearning and a desire to take care of him and his mom who'd done so much for him. That was why I started this whole thing. And the reason I say that is because I was still doing the same stuff back then. Back then, I was still going for a walk in the morning, or once I was able to move into my own place and afford to have a back garden, I would sit in the back garden and have my water and read and have a coffee. So no matter who you are, where you live in the world, there is no excuse to not get direct sunlight first thing in the morning. And obviously, the more skin you show, the better. Next way to unfuck your life is to clean your desk. Crazy, I know. Sounds so stupid. But why is it that in the military they make people make their beds? And by the way, I have to be very honest here. I don't make my bed anymore. And that's because I'm now, 8 years into business and I've dialed in all of these disciplines and all of these habits. But when I first started, I was so diligent. I was so on the ball with these things. My desk was always clean. My bed was always made. Cleaning your desk isn't necessarily about having a clean desk. I mean, it's a benefit, it's a positive, but I wouldn't sit here and pretend like it's truly life-changing. It's just the fact that it's such an easy win. It's something you can do right after this video, clean your desk, organize, and I guarantee the next time you sit at your desk, you're gonna feel so much better about getting to work because you don't have this clutter around you. The next way to unfuck your life is to have a strict rule. No music before 1 p.m. Now, the reason I say no music before 1 p.m. is because music, at the end of the day, especially a lot of the modern music that is being made, a lot of it is propaganda. A lot of it, the actual frequency of the music is frenetic. Like, I don't know, sometimes if you listen to modern music and it's just kind of like, it puts you on edge. You just feel like a little off. And by the way, like, I love bumping some rap while I'm training, but in the morning is such a fragile time for your mind. It's such a delicate time for your mind. And it's a time of the day where you should have some peace. You should have some quiet, and you shouldn't be implanting a lot of these, quite frankly, a lot of the music these days, I'm just gonna call it what it is, demonic. Like these demonic weird thoughts and frequencies and sounds. So I believe a strict rule you should adhere to is before 1 p.m., don't listen to any music, or at least don't listen to any music with lyrics. Because as I said, music is one of the biggest ways to influence people. And at the end of the day, why should you let this rapper or this artist or this person, why should they influence what's going on in here? The decisions you make in your life path should be about studying things out there, even watching videos like this. And maybe half the video you look at and you're like, oh, this is stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Maybe even what I'm saying right here about the music. Maybe you're like, you disagree with it wholeheartedly. But that's fine. At least you're looking at things and at least you're analyzing things and you're coming to that conclusion and you're doing it consciously. Whereas the issue is with music, a lot of it is unconscious. You know, you're just listening to it and these ideas are being implanted in your mind and you don't even realize it's happening. So it's much better. Save yourself from all of that. Save yourself from the programming, the conditioning, and really protect this thing right here, especially in the early hours of the morning, because it can really set the tone for the rest of the day and it can really cement ideas in your mind that maybe shouldn't be there. Now, moving on and staying on the topic of programming, keeping you dumb, keeping you just kind of in a daze, the next way to unfuck your life is unfollow all of the Insta baddies. All of those girls, which is basically just softcore porn, you know, all these girls in bikinis, this, that. Unfollow all of them unless you actually know them. Listen, I'm not gonna sit here and judge you, especially if you're in your younger years in life and you wanna be a playboy and you wanna enjoy yourself and you're following girls that you like actually know, that there's actually something going on there. But like, I've never been able to get through my head why a guy would follow 300 Insta baddies that does not know of his existence. She doesn't know you. She doesn't know who you are. She never will. Like, you're just a spectator. And imagine you wake up and the first thing, you grab your phone and you're going, you're looking these Insta baddies and you just got your mind in this sexual place. And the worst part, it's not only the fact that it's sexual. It's the fact that the first thing you're doing in the day is making yourself feel bad because you're looking at that and you're going, I don't have that in my life. I want that in my life. So listen, right now, go ahead, unfollow all of the Insta baddies. And then on your explore page, wherever it is, if there's any photos of girls or anything like that, hold it, and then you can put not interested. I think my Instagram Explorer is basically just photos of Porsches, watches, and like some family stuff. I feel like a person's Explore page says so much about them on Instagram. And first of all, unless you're making money from Instagram or you're really using it to pierce through with your network and grow your network and, you know, have more opportunities in your circle, Instagram already is one of the ways to fuck your life. But at least if you're gonna use it, curate it to serve you as much as it possibly can. So right now, go ahead, unfollow all of those Insta baddies that don't know of your existence. and go make something of yourself. And by the way, if you want to entertain that later down in life, in 3 years, 5 years, once you've really, really made something of yourself and these girls want you, go for it. As I said, I've experienced everything in life times 10. It's not fulfilling. You think it's going to be all this. I can tell you from experience, it's not. But if you still want to experience it, you still want to try it, then for now, at least unfollow them. You can deal with that in a different chapter in your life. The next and final way to unfuck your life is try to fast as long as you can. Whether that be intermittent fasting, whether that, you know, at the beginning of the month, doing a 48-hour or 72-hour water fast. And by the way, for all you who are saying, you can't go that long without eating, but just do a little bit of research, please. Humans can literally go weeks and weeks on end without food. And by the way, people do that under medical supervision and usually for a health problem. So I don't recommend any of you guys do it, but I have done many 72-hour and 48-hour fasts. Not only is it one of the best ways to reset your insulin sensitivity as well as your caffeine sensitivity, it's a chance for your body to truly repair itself. And there's also something very spiritual about it. Maybe not all of you watching believe in God. Maybe not all of you watching are religious. That's fine. It is what it is. But I can tell you right now, when you fast, you get a lot closer to God, or if you don't believe in that, at least spiritually, it really, really does something to you. So try to fast for as long as you can, whether that's intermittent fasting or whether that's, you know, once a month or once a quarter or something along those lines, you do a 48-hour or a 72-hour fast. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are 7 ways to unfuck your life. As I said at the beginning of the video, you are doing so many things right, and I am so proud of you. But there are just a few things, if you just cut them out, you would win on a level you can't even imagine. So with all that being said, I hope you enjoyed the video. And as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.